what we intended was to try to bring everybody in the world that was interested in the study of this syndrome so that we can gauge how far the knowledge has gone and what are the critical gaps. And that was achieved. Specifically, what we achieved first is to have a common designation. So we call it nodding syndrome. Before, some called the nodding disease, other head nodding syndrome, and the other different name. But now, all agreed that we should call it the nodding syndrome. Another achievement is that we agreed on a common case definition. That means the elements that lead somebody to declare the diagnosis of a nodding syndrome was also different from country to country, and now we agreed the common terminology. And another great achievement was to come up with a platform for future research, what are the critical areas that the research should address. And then we started with a networking of all people who are interested in the research on nodding syndrome. So in summary, that's the great achievement we had.
Is there anything concrete on finding new response strategies to the disease that came up in this conference?
Yes, I think what we agreed is that as far we don't know yet the root cause of the nodding syndrome, we don't know the mechanism, how the disease evolved. So at least we agreed on the case management. So it will be a symptomatic treatment and what should be prioritized and all the other determinants that should be considered during the treatment.
As you say, the exact cause of this disease is not yet known. I believe that must make the response, such as treatment and prevention, more difficult.
No, this is very common in medicine. It is very common. And even a well-known disease like tuberculosis, HIV, malaria, and so on, when we started, we didn't know the root cause. But we know what is causing in the patient, and that's what can damage and even kill the patient. So if you address those signs and symptoms that can cause the discomfort and also can cause the death of the patient, so you are on the right way. So you will not have a treatment to cure, to eradicate the disease, because you don't know the cause. But we still can advance to bring comfort to the patient.
Is there anything unique or common among the countries that are affected? That I'm talking about Uganda, Southern Sudan, and Tanzania.
That's true, and that was one of the objectives, to try to discuss some common elements. And indeed, for instance, the occurrence of the nodding syndrome, usually in an environment infested with the parasite that caused the river blindness, Onco, it is common for 93% of the cases occur in areas infested by Onco. Also, another common feature, most of the children that were affected normally had some degree of infestation with the microfilariae Onco. It ranged from 50 to 70% of children affected. It is another common feature. Also, the age, the average age, so between 5 to 15, the majority of the children, it was also a common feature. Finally, some form of nutritional deficiency, it was also common in many. So these are some of the key commonality that we came up with.